Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have Manny Brown.
Yeah.
Hi, Manny.
Woo-woo. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
We're
No
happy
doubt.
To have you. So you are a lawyer and a comedian. And I think that's a pretty rare combination.
I mean, that's badass.
It's something that it makes sense for me, I think, being those two things. I think it's kind of like, you know, if I had to pick a job where like a quote unquote real job, I think lawyer makes sense for me and my personality. But I also have this other desire to do something that's a little bit more creative and silly and just I think it's more fun. And but they both make sense. Like, it's like the lawyer thing is like kind of a practical thing. And if I have to have like a real, and I keep saying real person job or whatever, I feel like lawyer makes sense. But I also have this desire to get up on stage in front of strangers and seek their validation that I just desperately need for some reason. It's actually sad, actually. It's funny when people are like, oh, it's amazing you do comedy. It's like, is it or is it sad?
No, no, I
but
need it so bad. I need to be validated by people so badly every day.
There's a comic, and I'm not gonna steal his work, but he had this thought and this joke, and his name is Josh Ryan. And he was saying how he's like, yeah, doing stand up once, sure, once or twice, that's brave. After a while, it becomes an obsession. And he was like, that's just, I don't know if he used the word sad, but he's like, that's sad. And he was like, you're not watching the ascent of a comedian, you are watching the decline of a man. I was like, I love that.
Well, that is one way of looking at it. And I don't totally disagree. However, when I tried to get away from it for like a year or so, I was quaking. And I also read tarot cards and I was pulling my own. And every card was like blocked expression, blocked expression. And it's my art form because I'm also an art teacher, but I don't draw or paint that much. Comedy became the art form for me. So
Got
when I
you.
don't do it, it's like I become this really stuffed in person, like everything's off. And I was trying to get him to do it for years. He's very funny. And he finally did it. And now he gets it. Like, it feel free. It is about validation as well. I'll admit to the sad part of it.
You can't really get fed that way any other way, especially when you're grown and people just kind of lose the spark.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
where are you getting? And then, you know, you're not getting the spark from other people. So, like, when I went up, it was like the first time in a while I got that spark. I mean, you go to a party and you're being funny as shit.
Yeah.
Get
You
it
get
at
it
that
then.
time, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
How often do we do that anymore?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's something that when I first did it, I felt alive. And I remember I took a comedy class at Helium. And it was like a 5-week class or something like that. We were working on our 5-minute set, and the graduation show, I performed for 5 minutes. And at the time, I mean, now I look at the set and I'm like, oh, that sucked. But at the time, it was actually pretty good considering I had just started, and I was getting laughs, and like I was felt like I was controlling the audience. And I remember as I was doing it, I was like, oh, I'm never not going to do this. Like, this is part of my life now. I have to do this. I've never felt this free. It felt like I finally found the thing I should be doing. I never felt more useful in my life, you know, like just making all those people laugh. I was like, oh, this is what I should be doing. And so it was great. And then I just became obsessed with it. And, you know, and I've always loved stand-up. It's not like, the reason I took the class is because I just love stand up. I was a huge consumer of stand up comedy, and then the fact that I was able to do it and kind of be on the other side of it, I was like, this is amazing. Like, I remember having this epiphany where it's like, oh, I can say anything I want as long as I get a laugh, and that was like so freeing. And it was something that was very it was just kind of different than the structure of a bunch of other things I've done, like the law. Like, yeah, you can get creative-ish, but there's still like these bumpers in the law and how you're allowed to like argue and all this stuff. Whereas like comedy, it's you can do whatever. Like you can get a laugh in a million gajillion different ways. And I think that's what's so exciting about it.
Now, earlier we were talking about slang, slang terms that we try to use now. Now, one that didn't come up is I want to try to use on fleek.
Fleek. I think that's anytime you hear a term on Good Morning America, it's dead. Like I think if they're like, so nowadays, just so we know, the kids are saying something's on fleek. It's like, okay.
Wait,
Yeah,
wait, that's
anytime.
already been retired? That's the one like
Yeah.
I
If
thought I was gonna about to make my debut with on
no. I
fleek,
think
like
like it
pretty soon.
pretty sure I heard Katie Couric use that word,
Shit.
and I was like, "Yeah, it's over, man. It's over." If I'm using it by now, it's on its way out. But just so you know, like the Gen Z kids aren't using it anymore. But because it starts in
I
Gen D
haven't
or maybe Gen Alpha. I don't even know what the generations are anymore. But yeah,
I haven't used it in conversation yet. Like I'm
yeah.
like getting up to the point, and it has to be someone who would receive that in conversation. I'm
Yeah.
23 years old, man. I don't know who to throw it at.
Yeah, I think it I
Nobody.
yeah, I don't think it's thrown in, I don't think it's throwable anymore. I think that's over.
Now,
Yeah.
hold on. I was going to tell my chiropractor that I was asking him what mousse he used in his hair because his shit is on fleek.
No.
I was about,
Yeah,
and
no, I
he's
think
like
that's over.
60, but his hair is legit though.
If he's
Is it?
60, he might be like, oh shit, yeah, it's on
Yeah,
fleek.
he might think that's cool. Maybe,
Exactly. I thought that
maybe,
was the right
maybe.
person, maybe to drop it on the for the first
Maybe
time.
try it out on a 60-year-old chiropractor or whatever. Is you said chiropractor? Is that who it
He's my
was? Yeah,
chiropractor.
try it on a 60-year-old chiropractor first. And if he's like, "Bro, bro, are you really still saying that?" Then never say it again. But if he's like, "All right, you can try it on a 50-year-old," and then just go down.
I feel like at the
But
retirement home, they'd love it. They'd be like, ooh,
hell
that's
yes,
trendy.
hell yeah.
But I do think in like regular conversation of young people, that is gone. It's been gone for a minute, I think.
Has it?
Fleek, like lit. I thought it lit, I think, is gone. I think that's because I mean, you have to remember stuff is churning really fast. I think, on TikTok or whatever, like there's stuff we don't even know. Like, we have no idea what it is that's
I
happening
kind of
right now.
know because I have a cool 18-year-old
Oh,
son.
that's true. Okay. Yeah, that's
So
true.
hella is the like that's hella
Hello?
cool. I mean, I'm probably even
Cool.
there saying it mad dorky, but
See, it's
like,
like it's over now because you said it on
yeah.
this podcast.
I said you send it.
He's like, "Damn it, mom, it's
Personally.
over." I said, "Never repeat this in public," and now it's recorded. And he's like, "It's over. It's
Was the
definitely
nail
over.
in the
It's the
coffin.
last time anyone's allowed to say hella." No, but hella used to be like a California slang. And now I think it's just become more universal. But hella used to be like strictly like on the West Coast, and people would say hella, like, "Oh, that's hella cool, that's hella this." And I think now it's just kind of just become it's just spread out farther. But I
Yo,
think it used to
that's
just
the
be
thing, because
West Coast.
I think even lit, I think I even heard lit in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? It
Oh,
just,
really?
it peaks
Okay.
and
It just
it,
comes back.
yeah, it ebbs and it wanes. You know what I'm saying? So, and now lit's kind of hitting hard. And I never used it back then, but I'm thinking about dropping that one too. Like,
I don't know. I just get concerned because, like, there was a point, and I'm not. So you said you're 43. I'm 36, so I'm a little bit younger than you guys, but not by a whole lot. I think we're generally in the same,
you're younger. That's younger, don't you think?
I'm younger for sure. I'm
Because
younger.
he
I'm
said
not
he's at
saying
a
we're like.
chiropractor.
That is true. I'm not there yet.
Why you gotta do all that? Why you gotta throw that into the mix?
But I'm sorry.
Damn. I have a cane. I have a cane right
That's
now.
true.
So,
That's
like,
true.
I'm
But that's
grandma
not.
status.
Yeah, but yeah. I
I'm
mean,
still very athletic. He just gives me adjustments, okay?
that is hilarious. I saw a physical therapist for the first time in this fall because it's nothing even that serious. Just like my back was hurting and my leg, something got messed up because I was lifting weights and it's fine now. I was able to get back, but I still needed professional help. So I'm at this stage where I can get back, but I can't do it by just going to sleep and like waking up, like, oh, I feel fine. Like, I felt bad. I just took a nap and now I'm back. I'm like, oh, I need to actually go to an office and go to someone who's studied to deal with this and then have do stretches at home and like message him, like, oh, it feels bad. Like, is it supposed to feel like this? He's like, it's okay, relax, like, you'll be fine. So I did that for like 6 weeks and now I'm good. Or, better, but I have to be smarter. But I'm not quite a chiropractor, but I am a physical therapist.
Okay.
Yeah,
Got
I am a physical
it. So
therapist.
he's ballpark.
You're
He's
ballpark.
I'm
Burger.
ballpark, but I was actually having this conversation with my wife. She's friends with someone who is about, so are you guys the same age?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think her friend is like 43, maybe 44. My wife is 36, almost 37. And then my wife's friend is, I'm sorry, my wife's friend's husband is like 47. And I think he thought that my wife was the same age as his wife. So it would be like your age. And so he thought I was the same age as my wife. So he thought I was like y'all's age, I think, maybe even a little bit older. 'Cause he was like talking to me yesterday and he was like saying something. And he was like, oh, you and I are like about the same age. And I must have with my face been like, and I do it
Were you
immediately. I don't,
offended? Were
like,
you mad that he would say
I
this?
wasn't mad. It was one of those things where I know I do this. I have a terrible poker face, so my face does exactly what I think immediately. So
See, that's
I
true.
know what my face said was, what the fuck? No, we're not. Like, that was what my face said, like, instantly, because I can't hide it. I only recognize it after it happened. Then I try to like be polite, and then and because I can tell because he said we're about the same age, and then he was like, I mean, I think, and I was like, oh yeah, and then to try to clean it up, I was like, oh yeah, of course, yeah. No. So I do the polite thing, but I cannot help the initial like, what the fuck? No, we're not. Like, I know my eyebrows did something, and then I asked my wife, I was like, how old is he? I thought he was older than me. Like, is he younger than I thought he was? And she was like, no. And then we did the math on his LinkedIn and he's 47. I was like, that's what I thought he was. Like, we might be peers, but we're not the same age. Because he, to me, and you guys tell me how you think about this, because I never thought of him as a millennial. I'm very much a millennial. I always thought of him as like young Gen X. And I guess you guys are even younger Gen X, maybe old millennial. Where do you guys
The
feel
way
like
I
you
think of it
stand?
is like we're chiropractor and that dude's colonoscopy. You know what I'm
Okay,
saying? Like that's the way I
okay.
separate shit, like medical procedures that you're working with right now.
That
So
makes
yeah,
sense.
I don't do it with the Gen X or the, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
I just immediately was like, you are not my. I was a little offended. I'm not gonna lie. Like, we're not the same age. We're peers. We're both the same age in the sense that we're both like kind of just adults out there living, and we're south of 50, but we're not the same age. Like, in the sense that the music you grew up on, it's just a little bit, it's just different. Like, I have sisters who are his age, who are like 10 years plus older than I am. And so, they're my sisters, but they're just from a, they're, they just know different things. They're in a different stage kind of life. They're just Gen X. We're just not the same age. So and all of that happened in my face in like 0.001 second.
Well,
And I
no,
think he
but
was just like,
he
what?
aged you 10 years by
Yeah,
saying
that's a
he said
lot. I'm
you
like,
10 years older than you
that
are,
you
basically.
actually
You know what
are.
I'm saying?
Yeah, I
Like,
was like, what the fuck? And
yeah, like he
it's
quickly said that, like that's accepted in the conversation and we'll go from here. But like, so your face had to do some shit.
My face was like, the fuck? No, we're not. And like, I've never considered you my same age, even a little bit. But my wife was like, oh, but he probably just thinks. I think he just thinks we're older because he doesn't realize how much younger I am, which my wife looks young, by the way. So I don't know why. It's not like she looks old either, but I don't know. I don't know why he said what he said, but
Maybe he wanted to feel cooler, you
maybe he
know?
did. Yeah.
And
Because I
then
was
your
just,
face was like, nah, bud,
nah, man.
it
And like the thing is, like, I
ain't
went to this guy's wedding too, and I remember. There were just clues where I knew he wasn't my age. It wasn't even necessarily just the way he looked, even though he does look like he would be older than I am. But like, there's just music that he knew that I'm like, this is not like he would know stuff from like the early 90s, like
Like
really,
Def
really well.
Leppard?
It was like more hip hop stuff where it was like he knew certain dances from like the early 90s where I'm like, I was a baby. Like, I don't, I didn't. I know of the
Like
song,
the
but he
electric
like
slide,
you could
like
tell like no, not the like I'm
the
trying to give you
electric
an
slide came
example.
on and he was like, fuck yeah. And you were like, oh, like I've heard of it.
It's like, yeah, it is in my consciousness somewhere, but I didn't grow up on it, you know? Like, but I think I'm trying to think of an example, but just like early 90s hip hop, where it's like it's clear, like I had heard the song, but he had grown up on the song. He was like 13 when it came out. You know what I mean? Like I had heard of it later on in life, but he like came up with it. And I was like, nah. So and there's nothing wrong with that, but I immediately like, oh, okay, I was born in the late 80s. He was born in the late 70s. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's very different as far as like what music we listen to, what stage of life kind of we're in, et cetera, et cetera. But they may have made things because they don't have kids. So maybe that made things weird. Not weird, but just like, and they also recently, they got married, I guess, a little bit later because they got married maybe 2 years ago. So they were both in their, she was, I guess she was in her early 40s. He maybe was in his mid 40s. So maybe that tearing things up because I've been married for 10 years. I got married young. So maybe that makes it, I don't know. All I know is we're not the same age. That's all I'm trying to
No,
say.
but like maybe it's about like your success and the size of your house and stuff like that. Maybe he thought you were advanced that way, and so you're on the
Well, he
same
didn't even
playing
see my
field.
house though. That's the thing. We're out in public. People weren't even at my house. We were just like
If you have
eating
big
lunch.
house energy,
Maybe. I don't
I
know.
feel like you have big house energy. Like I know that you have a big house even before the, I saw
So
your house.
big house
You know what I'm saying?
energy.
Like I knew
That's
that. I could tell.
I love that. You know, it's funny. I remember when I was doing Zoom comedy shows over the pandemic. I don't know why I was embarrassed that like we had a house because I don't like I usually think there's like this stereotype of comedians like you know like being poor and living out of like their car or whatever.
Totally.
And so I remember just being embarrassed that I had a house, and I would try to like pour that I was on these Zoom shows because people would notice things on the shows like, oh my gosh, is that a throw pillow? I'm like, oh nah, that's
Like, God damn, is that a Bowflex?
people were like, it's like, oh shit, your walls look like you painted them yourself. It's like it doesn't look like that the landlord had anything to do with that. I was like, yeah, I don't know. It was pretty funny. I would My wife would think it was so funny. Like I would try to put in certain areas of the room of the house so I didn't look didn't I wasn't trying to stunt on anyone, but it was just is this weird insecurity I had. It was like I want to be accepted so badly into this community. I don't want that to distract from anything. Because it felt like two separate
Yeah,
worlds sometimes, you know? So, I don't know.
totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna
Yeah.
get to the next topic. Kind of corny, but not corny.
Sorry, there were no actual topics on the list yet. That was probably my bad because I threw in the
Oh, you're
thing.
saying I didn't get to any of the No, that's okay.
Let's do
It's okay.
this.
Eagles are in the Super Bowl
They are.
and we're
They
in
are.
Philadelphia. How are you an
Woo.
Eagles fan, Manny?
That's a great question. I am, but it's like I try to explain it like I grew up. It's not that long of a story. So I grew up a Jets fan.
Oh.
I know it's kind of random. So when I was born in, I lived in Wilmington, Delaware as a very young child. And then we moved to Westchester, Pennsylvania. I lived there from like age 2 to 9. And then we moved down to Virginia in Richmond. None of that has to do with the Jets, but both of my parents, and we just lived in those places because that's where my parents had jobs. It wasn't because family was there. Both of my parents are from North Jersey, so right outside of New York. And my dad is still alive. He doesn't care much about sports. My mom was the one who actually cared more about sports growing up, and she was a Jets fan because they
Oh.
lived right outside of New York, or she is a Jet. She's still alive. So she lived right outside of New York, and so I adopted that from her as a little kid. I was like, okay, I guess I'm a Jets fan. And so I paid attention intensely while I was probably in like 4th and 5th grade. And then they sucked after that. And I just didn't really care that much. And I stopped paying attention to them. So I was like a casual, like if someone asked, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm a Jets fan. But I didn't really pay much attention, know who was even playing on the. I couldn't even name a player. But that's kind of what I said for a while. but I wasn't really that into football. Even though I played it in high school, I wasn't like, this is such a long answer. You didn't ask for this, and I'm so sorry. But but yeah, I was just like, I was a casual like NFL fan. Like I'd watch games here or there, or whatever. But I wasn't like, oh my gosh, like so I didn't know all the players' names and all that stuff. But I played football, I understood how it was played, so I could watch a game intelligently. And so I went through that kind of thought and a commitment to football throughout my adult life. And then I moved to Philly when I was 25 or so, or whatever, 26 maybe. And so I've been here for 10 years, got married. My wife is from Philly, you know, first real adult job here. I started comedy here. I had a child here. So like Philly has a very important part. It plays a very important part of my life. It's a very important part of my life. And so I would tell people, you know, are you an Eagles fan? It felt weird to say yes, because I'm like, oh, well, I'm technically, I was a Jets fan. But I couldn't tell you a single player on the Jets, right? I mean, I'm not even kidding. And that felt weird to say that. So I was like, ah. And then I lived here and I kept going to the Super Bowl. And I really liked the city of Philly. I started to like take on the identity of Philly a little bit. My wife is make sure I'm very clear that I'm not from here. She's from here. I'm not. She will not let me get away with that. And I don't even try to claim that. But I think after 10 years of living here, though I'm not from Philadelphia, I am a citizen of Philadelphia. I'm a Philadelphian. This is my home now, and I can kind of claim the city in that way. And I'm a fan of the city of Philadelphia, and the city of Philadelphia happens to have a football team, Philadelphia Eagles, so I'm a fan of them just by association. And so I'm excited. And so I officially, I would say in the past couple of years, I'm like, okay, yeah, I think I'm an Eagles fan. I think that like let's make this official. Obviously, it's an easy time to say that when they keep going to the Super Bowl, but
But you
that was
won't be
a
like emotionally destroyed
right.
if
I
they
won't
don't
ex
win.
exactly. I'm not going to exactly. I won't be emotionally destroyed. I think that's a great way to put it. So I don't want to just say yes. I feel like the backstory is necessary. I almost feel like, you know, my wife keeps me in line to make sure I don't like say like, oh yeah, I'm from. She doesn't want me to be too bandwagony, and I have a tendency to be bandwagony. I can do that
Oh.
real quick, like real
Dude, I
quick.
become a huge Eagles fan once they're like 10 and 0. And then I'm
Yeah,
like, oh
exactly.
yeah.
Yeah, let's go,
I'm at every
Patriots. Let's
party.
go, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
Who is it? Jalen Hurts? Hurt? Oh yeah, let's go, Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Let's go, baby. And you know, I just got a jersey. I got a Jalen Hurts jersey. I mean, like recently, because it's like I was like, I think I need one. I think I live in Philly. I think I just you
Yeah.
just never. It's like having a gun. If like living in like you know like certain areas. Like I think I need a jersey. I think I need to survive in Philadelphia. You never know when you're gonna need one, and when people are gonna ask about your allegiance. Like I need a jersey. I can't be walking around here jerseyless in Philly. So she got me one recently, like literally 2 weeks ago for my birthday. I got a Jalen Hurts jersey, so I could wear it for the last game. Again, wait until they're like deep into the playoffs. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
But you know, I
When
would say,
people start having parties and I'm going to parties based on the Eagles winning, then I care about the Eagles after that.
Yes, and I
I'm like, oh,
care.
this is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
I bought an Eagles shirt off Amazon last year, but it's like, it was
We
like
were gonna
that.
get her a jersey, but we didn't know that what they cost yet.
Right.
Okay.
They're pretty expensive. So I got this Eagles shirt, and it's just like I heart, and then it's a picture of an eagle, but not like the Eagles
Oh,
logo.
that's
So it's not
hilarious. It's just
sanctioned by any NFL, but
it's
people
actually
know
just
it's
for
an
weird
Eagles shirt.
kids, like weird dorky kids who just are obsessed with Eagles.
That's exactly what it
That's
looks
amazing.
like. It looks like I'm like an
No, like someone
Eagles.
made them in their basement and now they sell them on
Oh
Amazon and
man,
you know it's Eagles, but like the NFL had nothing to do with it. I
that is
love that shirt, baby.
that's
It
great.
looks like
That's
I'm like
great.
a nature
Yeah, like a weird
conservationist.
nature person. She loves real Eagles. That is amazing. Well, I love that. I had an embarrassing Eagles shirt for a long time. It wasn't even the right green. It was like a light green, and it was a technically said Philadelphia Eagles, so it was technically the Eagles, but it was hideous. I wish I could. I'm like, I need something better than this. Then that's what I wore the last Super Bowl. It was really embarrassing. It looked like I got it from like Limited 2 or something. It was like it looked like very middle school girl. I don't know where my wife got this from. And no quicker way could I signify that I'm not a real Eagles fan than getting this, like, it was like an American Eagle shirt. You know what I mean? Like something I got from American Eagle or like Urban Outfitters. It's embarrassing. So I finally have like a jersey, like a man. I can be a
No,
real,
hers
I can at
says
least pretend to be a real Eagles fan.
hers says I heart, and it's a picture of an eagle that looks nothing like the picture of the eagle.
That's worse, but that's
It's
mine's
so
one
fucking
step my
hilarious.
my mine's one step above that, because it's at least it is green and it does say Philadelphia Eagles, but it looks like literally it was made by like American Eagle. Like it's that type of like lime green shirt with like white lettering. I'll have to
You're
I
actually
wish
making it sound kind of dope right
But
now. Like,
wait,
it's not it
no.
sounds cool. I'm like it's embarrassing. It
He was
really
trying
is.
to play me because we went to our friend's house for the game and I wore it. And he's like, guys, look at our shirt. And they all were like, no, we like it. And these are guys that will roast you. And they
Yeah.
were all like, they did, because
They did it to me.
he wouldn't even wear green this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess I should ask you guys. So anytime someone asks me if they're an Eagles fan, and I guess you guys are both from Philly or the area, right?
Yeah.
So I get nervous. I'm like, okay, well, let me explain. So like I'm like, number one, yes, but I also feel like I need to explain. But are you guys like diehard? I mean, it sounds like no.
Why? Because of my
I don't
shirt?
care that much. The reason being, no one on the Philadelphia Eagles is from Philadelphia.
I don't think
So it
that's
doesn't make
true.
sense to me. When a city just imported people from fucking Albuquerque or wherever the hell they're from,
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just,
Yeah.
oh, these are the Philadelphia. If these people all grew up in Philadelphia and they're like repping the city, you know, that would be one thing. Then I'm like, yeah, that's my city. Like, I played with that dude or something like that. But like, it really doesn't make sense to
Yeah,
me.
some
I
dude from
feel like
San
I'm an
Diego.
Eagles love it because everyone is happy when they're winning. And I like
Agreed.
happy people around, man.
Yeah,
I
that's how
root for
I
the
feel.
Eagles. I
That's how
feel
I
like I'm
feel.
an Eagles fan. Obviously, I'm not a die-hard Eagles fan. I'm still learning all the players, but I feel like I am really into it. I love the energy. I feel like the brotherly love is actually happening because usually it's crazy we're the city of brotherly love because we're like,
We hate
is a
everyone.
hateful,
All of each
hateful
other.
place.
The city of hate, for sure.
Like, I hate you before I even look at you. Yes. But anyway, so I'm loving that the team really looks like they're loving each other in a way that's different than most of the other teams I'm watching. And then Saquon Barkley, I mean, I love that he came from the Giants not being appreciated and then came. It just shows you the right environment, the right people can help you thrive. And maybe I'm feeling that way because I came from that area recently to Philly.
That is
And I'm
true.
like, maybe I'll thrive in Philly too, just like Saquon.
I love it. I mean, hey, I love adding like the drama. I love drama, right? And I love adding that dramatic element to it. I think that's great. And I do get wrapped up in the games again once they're 10 and 0 or once they're in the playoffs. That's when I start paying attention. Like, wait, what are they doing? Okay, let me put on my jersey real quick. And then I act like I've been an Eagles fan since the 1960s. Again, I told you I was born in 89, and I get so upset. I was like, I actually don't like being that invested, because I'm like, the last game I watched when we were against the Eagles were against the Commanders. I'm like, oh shit, now I'm like invested. I don't want to care this much, but I can't help it because now I care. But I don't have the emotional energy to care all season. I don't know how people do. I don't know how people care for decades. And to me, that doesn't make, because it's like, it's just not efficient, in my opinion. It's so much. But I guess since I don't want to judge people, because I'll probably get killed after this podcast. Like, what do you mean? And but for me, it's not efficient, because I'm like, I gotta just my I can't expend that much emotional energy on the ups and downs of the team. I'll pay attention when you're good, and then when you're not, I won't be against you. But I'm not gonna like. But that's also that's a I'm basically describing a bandwagon fan. That's all I'm. That's kind of.
No, and I'm totally the same way. And the reason I won't get a jersey and I won't wear green is because I feel like, just like I said before, no one's from Philadelphia on that team. So I feel like everyone who does that has been sold something. So like you're supposed to buy a
It's
diamond
still
for
the
your wife.
Philly soil. It's the Philadelphia soil, and it's magic. And Philadelphia was once the capital of the US, and we're reclaiming it. Because I was really getting into the history of Philadelphia because I'm all into ghosts, and sometimes I talk to the other side, you know,
Okay.
a little bit of a brag.
Okay.
And I was really trying to
He wasn't ready for
research.
that brag. He didn't see that one coming.
No, I
Brag.
was not. I have so many questions about that, but go,
No,
keep going.
she just flexed on you
it's
hard.
either a brag or just, you know, something to make you wonder if I'm nuts or not. But either way, I was researching the different haunted places in Philadelphia because they have a bunch of tours, and it had me just really, I had to learn about the history and the battles that took place on the soil. And I just feel like there's something special going on in Philadelphia in general. And one of those things is next in line comedy.
Is that is it haunted there? That is hilarious. It's haunted by our dying set
It's not
sometimes. So
haunted.
it's not haunted. Oh,
I'm
okay.
saying one of the special
Oh,
things
one of the
of
special things.
Philadelphia is next
Gotcha,
in
gotcha.
line. I
Got
wish next in line was haunted. I wish I got
Yeah.
to go and interact with ghosts right before a set. That would be
Yeah,
awesome.
yeah. I guess we're not. I mean, so we've been in some places that absolutely had to have been haunted. I don't know if the current place we're in now is haunted, but we used to be, before you came back to Philly, we were at a place called the Victoria Freehouse, which is on Front Street, which has turned into Lily's Ferry. But that place was haunted. It had to have been. Anyway, long story sh don't worry about that. But thank you. I appreciate that. That the kind words of next to for next in line. I appreciate that.
It seems like everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/sell23, all lowercase. Whether you're selling loafers or peace lilies, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person. Covering all sales channels, from a shop front POS system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. With their 24/7 help and extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Go to shopify.co.uk/sell23 to take your business to the next level today. That's shopify.co.uk/sell23.
It is a really cool. I mean, what the shows I've been on and just the way. Well, I guess I should say you're one of the. Am I allowed to be saying this? Do you not want
Yeah,
people?
no,
Okay.
please. Yeah, no. Am I allowed to be talking about your business? Of course, please market it as much as humanly possible. I'm mad we didn't talk about it the whole time until no, I'm just
So you run or created Next in Line Comedy with another comic, and I feel like there's some other people that also really help run it.
Yeah, so Tyler Wolf and I started it. Wolf with one F. By the way, so he's not as cool as you. He only has one
Okay.
F, but no relation that I know of. But so Tyler Wolf and I started in 2021, and then Betty Smithsonian, who's also a very funny comic in Philly, she jumped on in 2023 as like our operations manager, because I think Tyler and I had like this really cool product, and we were producing shows, and we were doing everything on our own, and it was just like a bunch of passion and like just. It was disorganized, but like cool, and it was amazing. I loved it. But it was like we were at the point where we needed someone to kind of create operations and systems around things so that it could run more like a well-oiled machine. So Betty did all that. She really made it like this, yeah, just runs like a well-oiled machine. And so she was our operations manager in 2023, she still is, and then she has part of the, she's the part owner of the business too now as well. So it's, so three of us are like owners of Next in Line, but yeah, so it's been great. And we've been at the Coop, which is like our home club since for about a year, since 2024.
Next in line is hella cool. That's how cool it is.
Oh,
Oh yeah,
shit.
yes, yeah. That was the appropriate use of that, actually. That was pretty good. That was
Don't
pretty
know if
good.
that helped next in line or if
Yeah, I don't know. We'll
it
see.
hurt.
Like, we
That
lose all
sound
these
bite, I'm
followers.
not sure if that's going to be good.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how our Gen
We'll
Z
see what
audience
happens.
likes
We'll see
that.
where the numbers
Yeah.
go at this point.
It feels very up and coming. The way it's run, the comics you book, it has very good energy around it.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's so fun. I would have never, when I started comedy, wouldn't have imagined that I would be involved in something like this. I remember Tyler reached out to me in July of 2021. And we started in October of 2021, and he was like, "Hey, I have this idea. Like, I think I want to run shows," and he wanted to do it with me. And he was like, "My brother Jamie Wolf, who's also a very funny comic in New York, he's like, Jamie knows a bunch of people in New York who like we could get them as headliners because they're like on the rise, but they're not like household names. We could have them as headliners, and then we could like open up for them, and we could like kind of run our own shows." He was like, "I was thinking about doing like a monthly show." And I remember thinking, I was like, "Oh my God, every month?" I was like, "I don't know if I can do this." I was like, "That's a lot." And then I remember I thought about it and I came back and I was like, "You know what? Fuck it. Let's do it." And then we just went balls to the wall from that point, and we started doing like monthly shows. We had three shows a month is what we started at, different venues, three different venues, three shows a month. Then it went down to like two shows a month because one venue just didn't work. So it was really like two. So it was like two shows a month. And I remember that we thought that was like a lot. And then eventually we kind of got it to a point where we were running shows weekly. And then we got a club, and it just kind of evolved from there. But that's where it started. That energy is where it started from. It's just like trying to get like up and coming comics involved. And it used to be more of a headlining kind of. It used to be more headliner. So it used to be like, every show would be like a headliner from New York, and then Tyler and I, and then maybe like a couple of other Philly comics would do some sets up top, and then the headliner would do like 40 minutes or 45 minutes. And then it turned more into like a showcase show where it was like a lot of just like showcases of Philly comics, and occasionally we'll get headliners still from New York, but a lot of them, like your typical next in line show is probably going to be like a showcase show, which we really love because we can get a lot of people stage time, and Philly doesn't have any showcase comedy clubs
And
other
you
than
get
next in line.
very strong comics. Because
We try to,
I started out in Manhattan for over a decade, where you have very strong comics around you. And when I'm doing your shows, I do not feel a difference.
I love that. I appreciate that. I mean, a lot of the comics we get are from all over the country.
Yeah.
We also get a lot of good Philly comics. So it's a mix. It's like really strong, the strongest Philly comics that we have. And then people who are traveling to Philly, like comics from out of town, they always hit us up. We don't even have to look for them. It's just like if a comic from LA is coming and they happen to be on the East Coast, like, "Oh, I heard about Next in Line." And then, they'll get a spot on the show. And, New York, we get a bunch of people from New York and DC. But really everywhere. We've gotten comics from everywhere, and which is it's just been a great, great time meeting all these comics from all over the place. And like you just yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of really fun energy. I just love it. It's great.
That's awesome. It's crazy you have the energy to be a lawyer and do all that during the day, because now Next in Line has between 4 to 5 shows a week. I mean, it'll be 2 shows in one, like on a Saturday, 2 shows on Friday, but you're at a lot of them and he's doing that. I'm like, how does he have, I have Lyme disease, so I have fatigue, so I'm extra like, how the heck does he do that? But that's very impressive.
Well, Betty helps so much. I mean, like, I remember before she was on, we were at some point, I think we might have been weekly when she was before she got on, but it was like Tyler and I were just, it was just so much work. But Betty helps a lot with that. Like I give a lot of credit to her. She basically just makes us look good. She does so much stuff. And like it's gotten to the point where it's running so well where like I don't know. I feel like I'm just like helping with like certain like strategic decisions that I want to be involved in, but it's really like the day-to-day stuff like she's handling. So it feels more like I get to help with the fun strategic stuff, and then I get to perform when I want. And sometimes I might not be able to make it to a show because I'm doing something or I'm out of town. But she's really gotten it to the point where I don't have to do that much. And it's more like a place where I can just perform comedy and like hang out with the comics and hang out with, talk to audience members. Like I'm just, that's more of my role is like making sure when I go in there, I'm talking to the comics, I'm talking to the staff. Like I want to get a good sense of the vibe and the energy to make sure that we're continuing to do that. But that's the fun stuff. I love doing that. And that might be like once a week, maybe twice a week. My wife is super understanding and amazing and supportive. I think she, it was funny. She once said, like, I can't remember the context it came up in, but basically she was like, I like that you do comedy because you sucked when you didn't. Not that you sucked when you didn't do comedy, but like, I like you more when you do comedy in a way. Like, she's almost like she recognizes, like, you need to get this out in a way, and like I'm going to support that. And also, she's like, and somewhat selfishly, I kind of also like you better because before you did this, you're just more like you're like a little more depressed, just kind of like I was missing something a little bit, I think. And I definitely agree with that. And this energizes me in a way. But yeah, I mean, it's not as much. There was a time when it was definitely a lot more work, but now it's definitely stabilized. So I can focus on work and family and other stuff. And I get like, at least a night or two maybe where I'm like physically at a place doing something. But other than that, it's just like all virtual stuff.
How many hours of sleep a night?
So I probably it's so my it depends on how busy I am at work, but if I'm not that busy, I can get your 8 hours of
Oh,
sleep. Sleep is important. But then
definitely.
there's times where like I'm busy at work and I'm not sleeping that well at all. And there's times when my daughter was younger where I'm not sleeping that well because she's getting up. It could be a lot
Eight's good
less.
though, man. Eight works. I just didn't
Eight
know
is great.
juggling being a lawyer and the whole next in line
I
thing.
mean, probably more like
Got
seven.
eight.
Like eight is like amazing. Like I'll say like I aim for at least seven if I can get it. And sometimes eight might happen, but yeah, probably somewhere between like I don't know. It's like going down lower and lower the more I talk. It's more like six to seven, like I don't know. Eight might be ambitious, but it just depends. Like some days, like sometimes I'm really busy at work and I might have to stay up doing stuff because I have like a I think I'm just a an addicted to adrenaline. I'm actually a pretty bad procrastinator. I'm trying to get better at that. But a lot of times like I'll stay up late. Like if something's I keep pushing something off, then I stay up late doing something, which you can do more when you're younger, but after a while my body's like, dude, you gotta plan better. What is wrong with
Sometimes
you?
you
But
need that anxiety to drive you.
I
With
it drives me.
procrastinating, you get to the point where the fear and the anxiety drives you to succeed.
Exactly. No, I mean that's how it's always worked. It's just like this complete fear and anxiety, but then also I get like this hyper folk I get hyper focused and all that stuff. And I also hate myself as I do it. I'm like, God, why did I'm never doing that again. That was I literally have nothing left like in my body. And then I'll do it again because I'm an insane person. But I think that's also I don't know, something about comedy makes me tick like that too. The adrenaline.
Do you crack like Red Bulls, or do you do like, do lawyers do cocaine, or
Mostly cocaine. So yeah.
I know like finance guys do cocaine. I don't know
Yeah.
about lawyers though. I don't know many.
I've never seen a lawyer do cocaine. I'm sure that happens,
I
but
understand
I
you
know
guys
in
do it in
movies.
front of each other.
That's
Like,
true.
I
That's
just
true.
know that
Nobody
you're
in like a
doing
10 o'clock meeting is like, excuse me
it.
for a second. But no, I've never seen that, but like I bet it I mean I'm sure it happens, but they have never I
It's
don't
just
know
like
anyone who's
writing
ever.
your arguments like at like 11
Yeah,
o'clock, then it turns
yeah,
into 1 o'clock in the
yeah,
morning.
yeah,
Your
yeah,
arguments
yeah.
still are not written yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
This
yeah,
is the
yeah,
life
yeah.
I'm picturing as not a lawyer and
No, I
only
mean
have
you're
seen like
not
Law and Order and stuff like that.
you're not far off of like me like staying up like crafting stuff like late at night. I think some of it could be avoided if I planned better and wasn't such a fucking procrastinator. But yeah, I mean like that's kind of like I can't really Like it's hard for me to write stuff during the day. I usually have to do it late at night or early in the morning. And there's usually fear around it. But also like it's a time where no one else is distracting me. So I might lose out on some sleep, but like I need that uninterrupted time where like during the day you're getting emails and people are coming in. Like that's really hard for me to focus. And like I get energized by doing it at night or really early in the morning for some reason. I get those huge chunks of time. I mean, for me, I was a big before I had kids, I actually didn't drink coffee or tea or anything like that. I didn't really do a lot of caffeine. Occasionally, I would do like a 5-hour energy drink. And then when I became when I had my daughter, I started doing tea. And then I've recently moved to coffee a little bit. Not like a like I'll have like a cup a day. Like I'll have like a cup of coffee and like a cup of tea. Like a cup of coffee in the morning, like a cup of tea. Black tea in the afternoon. So I've started getting the caffeine game really late in my life.
So, like with linear extrapolation, you'll be at cocaine
I'll be a
in this
cocaine
many years. I mean,
easily.
because you are
Yeah,
on an
yeah.
upslope, you know what I
I am
mean?
definitely on an
As
upslope for
far as
sure.
the
Like at
upwards.
first it starts with black tea. And yeah. We all know black tea is the gateway drug
Green and then black
to
and then whatever after
meth.
that. I
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
know.
yeah, yeah. No, I mean it is not looking good. Like it's like you're slowly, I told you're watching the descent of a
No,
man.
but the success level goes up as you do this.
I hope so. It's funny. Like I used to hate coffee because I didn't like hot drinks. I hated coffee and tea because I didn't like hot drinks. And I also never wanted to be addicted to caffeine. I know that's like ridiculous. My dad always was very against any kind of medication, even though he's a doctor. He just was like, he's like, if you don't need it, don't use it. And it just that has like seared in my mind. He didn't he I don't it's not like he was gonna like once I was an adult, I could do whatever I want. But for whatever reason, that just like stayed in my mind. So I tried to stay away from it as much as possible. And I would take naps. I take a lot of power naps. That was how if I really needed to get energy. But I had the time to do that. Like when you're, like I think of my life before kids and before Next in Line. It's like I really had a lot of time. So like you could take a nap. No one who cares. Like it doesn't matter. But now you got to be up for the whole day pretty much. So all right, let me see what this coffee thing is about. But I always told people, by the way, sorry, real quick, I always told people, like they would say, oh, do you drink coffee? And I would say no, but I also recognize I don't have kids. If I do have kids, I reserve the right to start drinking caffeine. And that's exactly what happened. I think I just knew myself.
And Coca-Cola was marketed at first as a health elixir when it had cocaine in it.
Had cocaine in it,
It
yep.
was a health elixir, and it was, you'd feel so vibrant. You'd have a sip of
Yeah.
Coca-Cola, you'd feel so vibrant and so healthful, be able to get
Yeah.
all your work done, be so
Well,
laser
you never
focused.
had that kind, so
I
you
never had the cocaine in Coca-Cola. No, you're right. But
didn't.
I imagine what it would have
You're
been like.
saying it like it was in your system.
I've transported myself back to that time because I think it's one of the most interesting times in history
That's the
when there
time
was cocaine and
you want to
Coca-Cola.
go back to. You wish you could go back and try
I
the
want to see how
original.
people act. I want to see if little kids are coming home and begging their mom for Coca-Cola like they do today. You know, but really, then they really fucking
Like they really needed it. Yeah, they
need
really needed it. Yeah, no, I mean,
I think
it's.
it's a time period that is like it wasn't documented nearly enough because I've never seen a History Channel thing on it. I've never seen, like somebody needs to really take me back to that period of when that was going on.
When was that? I forgot. Was that the
Dude,
1800s or
these,
like.
yeah, like 1900, they said they took it out of it slowly by like 1930, it was all gone, but nobody really knows. Exactly. So, like,
Oh,
I didn't
huh?
know. Like, I feel like that might have caused the Great Depression. You know what I'm saying?
It
Like,
may
they
have.
had cocaine in the Coke and then, like, they weaned it out of there. And now suddenly people
And
are
now all of a
sluggish.
sudden,
The factory workers are going on strike and shit like that. That's what I think might have happened. That's my theory. So, I want to maybe I'll do the
You should get like a
job. I love that.
history. You
I
should get
love
a
that.
history PhD and go focus on that time period of maybe how Coca-Cola
I mean,
caused
I would
the
legit read that. That's actually very interesting.
effect.
I'm actually fascinated. I never really looked it up. Everyone knows that. Like, oh, there used to be cocaine in Coca-Cola, but nobody really was like, dude, there used to be cocaine in
Yeah.
Coca-Cola. why
Like,
are we
what was life
just
like?
accepting that and moving on? Like, oh, haha, cool. And then you just move on. Like, no, let's go back. What did you just say? Like, what?
You get what I'm talking about. If
Yeah.
that's in every Coke machine at the fucking factory, like life's a lot different.
A
And
lot
dude might come
different.
home and start smacking up his wife because you know what I'm saying? Like things,
Yeah,
I
a lot
wouldn't know
of,
how it
yeah.
affected society.
This
That's
one
all.
misses the NyQuil we grew up with because back then, just the NyQuil we grew up with, what did it have in it?
Well, it had the pseudoephedrine in it.
Oh, well, we can still get that, but like there's this book that we eventually want to buy. I think it's called like 250 Forgotten.
The Forgotten Apothecary.
The Forgotten Apothecary, and it has ways to make like some of the old school remedies, but some of them are narcotics, like some of the stuff, and they'd be giving it to kids too, like, oh, you have a cough, here's this, you know, things weren't,
Yeah.
but I guess
No, but
things
that
are.
was mad helpful because you could die at 26 with a cough. Like, you better have a
Yeah.
fucking apothecary
You know
back.
what I read recently, which was insane, that the average life expectancy in 1900 was 32
Ooh,
or something
bro.
like that. I
Fucking
was like, really?
Coca-Cola.
That's crazy.
People are having mini heart attacks at
I
20.
may have, I don't think I even made that up. I mean, of course, I just read it quickly somewhere, so they could have made it up wherever I read that. But like, maybe don't quote me on that, but it was much younger than it is right now. I'm gonna look it up right
I
now on
love
this
to bring
computer.
up
Hold on.
random facts that I just saw for a second reading
Yeah,
stuff
yeah, yeah.
magazine for a second. I bring it up before I ever fact check it, so we
That's
can
sick.
talk it through
Okay, I
before
was
I do it.
definitely wrong. It was 47, but 32. What? I think we would have known about that.
Yo, still though,
I think 47
47?
is pretty young, right? Like that's
Like
yeah, that's pretty young.
you're dying of old age and shit?
Yeah, reasons for low life expectancy. Okay, so the high infant mortality rates, lack of access to healthcare, obviously, poor sanitation. I read it in a book and they were like, I swear did I
No, but
swear
like
I
that lack of healthcare thing, like, but how did you die when you were 47? Like, what thing that we have today kept you from dying? What were people dying of at 47 that we have the medicine for now?
I mean, I
That's why.
guess. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess
What?
also it wasn't just like a disease. It was like you just lived the worst. Also, you lived a worse life, and medical care wasn't as good. So you just couldn't keep up your body as well, I think. And
Yeah.
so little things could take you out, I guess. Oh,
I
like
feel
I
like
mean, polio, right?
truth shit could take you out back in the day.
Yeah, you could have a rotten tooth, and it's like, well, we don't know what to do with that. So your whole head's gonna just have to rot. I guess, like, we're not
They
gonna
call
take
it a
that out.
rotten, they just
Yeah.
call it a rotten tooth. Oh, he
Yeah,
died of a
oh
rotten
well, whew,
tooth.
fuck, I guess you're over.
Poor bastard.
I think about that too. It's like I have glasses. Like if I grew up in any other time in history, I just would be blind. Like I couldn't see shit, couldn't do comedy, couldn't be a lawyer. People like, oh, that guy's dumb. Meanwhile, I just can't see. I
And
could,
you're
you know what I
actually
mean?
smart as fuck.
I could have figured some stuff out, but like, yeah, that guy is just, he's an idiot. Like he just doesn't understand anything. And I'm like, I guess I'm just dumb. And like nothing even makes sense. I can't even see clear straight lines. Like yeah, I'm just an idiot. I don't know.
I
I
know a
feel like I
lot
have
of
thoughts in my
people.
mind, but
I know a
it's
lot of
crazy.
people when they were a kid, they were in the dumb class until they found glasses. And then they were like, I'm not dumb. I just
Yeah,
can't
I
see.
literally just cannot see.
I
Yeah.
would like to say back then I would have been dead 20s latest.
Yeah. I mean, I have no real skills.
Tough.
Like taking care of myself. Like if the world, if it's like apocalyptic, like I'm out like the first scene.
What he
You know what I
says.
mean? Yeah.
No,
Like there's, I'm not lasting long. Not even like
like I want
a
to be like if there's a nuke, I want to make sure like I'm in the center of where the nuke hit. I don't want to be a survivor in the nuclear apocalypse at all. I
Yeah.
don't need that life. I don't
No.
know how to
I
build anything. I
don't.
don't know how to make a fire.
I have no useful skills. I don't even. The only reason I know that you shouldn't put a fork in a toaster is because one time I was trying to get toast out of a toaster with a fork, and my aunt was like, "Hey, you could electrocute yourself." And I was like, "Oh, okay." That's the only reason I know that. Do you understand? Like, I would be doing that. I would probably have electrocuted myself if that moment didn't happen when I was 11, because I just didn't think about it. I was like, "Oh, who cares? What's the big deal?"
I
So
do
my
always
life.
wonder what my job would be if I was like in the apocalypse, like where I could be useful. I haven't figured it out yet.
But just be trying to entertain people, I think. I think that's the only way I could be useful, trying to tell funny stories and hopefully no one kills me. Like, we can't kill him, he's too funny. I hope, you know, like, I mean, what use
There's
would I
also
have?
like a become more savage than everyone else. It's because like become more low down and dirty. I've seen it on like The Walking Dead and stuff like that. Like the lower you'll stoop, the higher your chances of survival.
A
Like I don't
survival.
want to do that, but like if it's my
You'd have to eat
survival,
a kid in front of
and
everybody like the
people are
first
like,
day.
holy shit, that dude just ate a kid. And I'm like, yeah, I did. And you get power that way. So I've observed like how you do it in case. Because
Yeah.
I don't have the skills to really
That's
survive.
horrible.
But I feel like a lot
Yeah.
of people don't have the skills, but I also don't think I have like the yeah, I just don't have the instinct. Again, like I didn't even think about the toaster thing. And I would just do something dumb. I don't know. I would die. I would die.
I
Or I would
just
just kill
don't
myself.
have
I'm
the
like, I don't want to be
reserve.
here. Like, nothing here. You know? I don't think I would even have the will to live. It's not even that I get killed. I just kill myself. I'm like, I don't want to do this. This is crazy. Like, no more Netflix? What? No, I'm good. Like, we're
No,
good.
but it's not just that. It's like no more bread at the store. Like
Yeah, that's
someone
true.
took all the bread at the store, and the store factory doesn't have any. I don't know, dude. That's the shit that would ruin my high. That would blow my
Yeah.
high in the
Oh, I'd be of
apocalypse.
no use unless it was for entertainer, or
Yeah,
painter.
yeah,
Like not
yeah.
like
Yeah,
paint the
yeah, yeah.
walls usefully, like a nice, cute, expressive
You can
painting.
make children. There's always a use for a woman. That's
Oh,
a
yeah, I guess that's
You know what I'm
true.
saying? There's
Yeah.
always you're fine. You'll
You
be fine.
said that like it's a Mad Max movie where they like incubate them.
We're
Like,
talking about a terrible
oh yeah,
situation
that
here.
is apocalypse.
Yeah, that is true.
Well,
It's like, do you really want to,
Mad
like,
Max was like the first apocalypse movie. So yeah, that is exactly what we're
I'd
talking
rather
about.
kill
Yeah.
myself than be a sex pregnant slave in an apocalypse.
That is true. Your only use has become just like giving birth to. Do we really want? Yeah. I guess that's why they're always like save the women and children, right? Because they, you know, they could actually continue the race. Men, but you need men to like. I don't know.
Inseminate them. I feel like
Yeah.
there's just an overpopulation of men who are willing to do that. You know
Yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying? Where
yeah.
you're
Yeah,
not
yeah,
that
yeah. It's like
necessary.
we only need like three. Like
Yeah.
I think these three will be very
We
happy
got
with
we
their
have to send the
job.
rest of you home. We're good.
We don't need, you know, millions and billions of you. We really could get by with like seven of you, and I think
Right.
those seven would not be complaining that that's their job from here on
Exactly.
out. Like, you just have to do
And
that.
there's 96 women who are the birth,
Yeah.
but
This
the
is
men you
taking
don't need
such
as
a
many.
gross turn.
Yeah, it
It's
has.
like
It's
partly
yeah.
my fault, I feel like.
The women could be like,
Definitely.
look, we only want the seven hottest guys. Like, the rest of the 80 whatever uggos, get the fuck out of here. We don't even, you know what I mean? So,
Hottest
not
guys. You want to
every
make sure the
man.
future
Yeah.
generations are hot as fuck
Yeah. Yeah.
if you
Exactly.
can.
I think that makes sense. So, yeah. But I don't have any like skills other than the only thing I've ever created is stuff that's related to writing things down or saying things. You know, like I don't feel like I really make anything tangible. Like, I don't know how tangible things work. I don't really, I'm not like huge into like IT, any of that stuff. I just, all the things I've created are like things I wrote down or things I've said as a comedian that maybe I wrote down before, but it's all words. I've just created things with words.
You could be the map maker in the
The map
apocalypse. You
maker.
could like draw, you could like write the, well, there still would have to be some kind of laws, even in an
That's the only thing I
apocalypse.
could. I was like, I could write like some fancy, like, you know, this is what I believe the
I
law
figured
should
some
be,
guy
like the.
jabs you in the neck, like, and just tells you what the new laws are. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, yeah,
I feel like there's not that much talk about it.
yeah.
There's just a
People,
guy, like,
oh,
there's a neck stabbing.
yeah.
I
Because
don't know.
I
Maybe
love
it's
to
just.
believe that like the pen is mightier than the sword, but I don't think that's true when the apocalypse
Not in the
happens. I'm pretty sure the
apocalypse.
sword is a lot mightier than like me writing. Like, I believe that we should,
I feel like what
whatever.
you're saying is like, like you're useless except for this one thing. But
Yeah.
like, I feel like I'm useless in those same ways, but then I can't do the one thing that you can do. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you're at least a few steps above where I'm at.
I mean, I'm sure people are way more better at whatever I think I can do. Like, they'll quickly be like, we don't, your draft sucks. Let's use this person's.
I could go like fetch milk from like, 25 miles away. They're like, dude, we need somebody to go fetch the milk. Like, and there's the dairy farm's like 26 miles away. And there's like,
Dude,
just get there and get back.
you and I could do, I love going to places and picking things up. I get that from my dad. I think maybe it's a universal thing men love to do.
I
There's nothing
fucking
better
love
than
it.
just like, hey, go get something from the other town. I'm there. I don't care. I love just like driving, leaving, picking things up and bringing them back. My wife
Such an
doesn't like to do
easy
that.
task.
It feels so helpful. I'm really I'm good at driving. Like, not
You
good
get
at
to see
driving,
the
but I like
sights.
to drive. I'm not even good at it. My wife's probably better, but I like to do it and she doesn't. So I feel very useful. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll do it. And I feel if I didn't have that, I don't know. I don't know, man. It would be dark. If I couldn't drive, it would be dark because it makes me feel very useful. Like, ah.
Like if they're like, yo, dude, go get, we need that oxen from like the other town.
Oh my
Like go
gosh.
get that oxen for me. Like that might be a little more of a problem because I'd have to know how to herd things.
Yeah, I would not know how to
But
do
like
that.
that, like I'd try though. Like
The
I'd go
traveling, I could do that. 26 miles, that sounds great.
like
It really
no, like it'd
does.
be on foot. Like it wouldn't be, it'd be the shittiest job they have. You know what I'm
No,
saying?
but
So
I'm
you are
saying,
doing shit
like,
detail.
yeah, but it's like kind of cool. Like, if you and I could go, we could just like talk shit the whole way. I don't know. I mean, it'd be
No, but
fun.
like we might get killed on the way too. Like we might have to
True.
on the way. You
That's true.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's part of it.
It's not gonna be
But
like a
like,
leisurely.
I feel like you're really smart, and so we figure out ways to like jump people, where we wouldn't have to take them head on. You know what I'm saying? Just like so
No.
we get to jump on them.
I mean, maybe, but I don't think I have any skills. Like, I really think you might be overestimating how helpful I will be. Again, I'm willing to walk somewhere without any obstacles. Really, I was hoping we could drive, but if we have to walk, I'll walk.
I
But we
mean,
need
I'd be the
snacks.
dude with like who carved a spear, and then like the other dudes though, like they found guns. You know what I'm saying? Like I would have something that I made, but then there's so many places you could have found something better, and I just wasn't smart enough to get that. And so I'm not the top of the food
Okay,
chain.
we're gonna switch to one last quick topic because
Okay,
I feel like we're really
we
getting into detail with
are,
this
we are. That's
dogs of the
hilarious.
apocalypse.
Sorry, yeah, you just edit
No,
all of this
I
out.
like it, and
It was a good time, man. That
I
was a
feel
good
like
time.
I would hire you both to fetch milk in the
I would love
apocalypse.
to fetch milk. I mean, if I had to do something, I'm like, I'll fetch something. I'm not gonna fight anyone. I'll
If you guys
fetch.
don't get the job of being one of the seven inseminators of the lady,
if we arrive there and it's like, oh shit, it's just a cow, and then we have to figure out how to really get
Oh,
the milk out of the cow,
we're
then we're
done.
screwed. I
Yeah,
thought we were
oh
just talking
no.
about there is a
Yeah, I thought
convenience
there was gonna
food
be.
still
Yeah, I
functioning
thought that
left.
we did all the convenience stores were blown up except for the one 26 miles away. I didn't
Right,
think there was
right.
gonna be a cow.
Exactly. Like at that point, anything difficult, I'm like,
Yeah,
I need
no,
the
I agree.
lowest level position. Okay,
Yeah,
next topic.
that's
that's so
It's gonna
funny.
be quick. So, what's crazy is, do you know Corinne Fisher? She's a comedian in New York City, and she has a podcast called Guys We Fucked.
Brent, that sounds really familiar. Who else is on that podcast?
Christina Hutchinson.
Is this wait, Christina Hutchinson? Yes, yeah. I know who that is. I haven't listened to it, but I know who Christina Hutchinson is.
I
I've
did
seen
an
her.
episode with them and then asked them to take it down when I went back into teaching because I went a little extreme on it. But they were nice and they took it down. However, I'm bringing this up because I just saw that Corinne is running for New York City mayor.
Oh my
This
gosh,
is
wait,
real.
what? What's her last name?
Fisher,
Fisher.
FICHER. And I was just scrolling through TikTok as I do, and the ad,
FICHER?
FISHER. She's been on
Oh.
the podcast as well. It's called Burst Your Bubble, her episode.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm scrolling through TikTok. I mean, we also follow each other on Instagram, but I'm more of a TikTok scroller.
Okay.
This badass advertisement, campaign advertisement comes on, and like I was like, what? Like it gave me fire, and I wouldn't have predicted it. I mean, she is brilliant, she's funny. I'm not close with her anymore, obviously, because I couldn't even spell her last name right, but I think it's really cool that she's running for New York City mayor. I'm like, if I live there, she would have my vote.
Well, that's fucking legit. NYC mayor is like the well, there's well known as the president almost.
That's pretty
No,
cool.
maybe. You always know who the New York City mayor is.
Huh.
Giuliani
I
or
just
Rendell or.
couldn't believe it because it was good. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, wait,
Yeah, it wasn't
she's
like
got
some.
fire and she's got points here. And I'm
Was it
excited
from
to see.
her Instagram page?
It's on her Instagram page and her TikTok. And
Got
probably
it.
her Facebook. I'm sure they're putting it all out there, but it's really well done. Yeah, she has my support for sure. Not that she needs
Nice.
it, but.
Yeah, awesome. That's great.
So that was
Looking it up now.
more or less not a topic, but just something that you wanted to say. Because I guess we don't have.
I'll say it like this, and then we'll wrap it up. It's cool
Okay.
to see a comedian that I've known for a long time shift a bit. I'm sure she'll still do comedy, but it's just something I didn't see coming. And I think it shows you the power of comedy, of getting up on stage, using your voice, communicating. I think it's excellent she's funny. I think that'll make her a better politician because she's real. You know what I mean? I like that comedy can be this avenue that takes you in many different directions. And I was inspired. I'm not always inspired. You know, sometimes when you see everyone, it's almost, I don't know, maybe that's just because I'm a bitch. But I felt
No.
like, wow, like this is different. I didn't expect this. Like she's got a point. She wants to make a difference. I just was blown away because, you know, I was deep in that Manhattan comedy community and it's harsh. And taking a step back and still seeing everything on social media. It's interesting, and I know a lot of famous people, but I'm not necessarily impressed. Once again, I get I'm a bitch sometimes, but I just mean like you can be famous, that's cool. You can be making money, that's cool. But if you're not saying anything that is resonating, or I don't know, it's also about someone's energy. You know, I'm just still not easily impressed. But that impressed me. That was like, whoa, fuck yes, love it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's pretty cool that she's doing that. And yeah, I think people get into comedy. I mean, I got into comedy too, partly because I had things I wanted to express. Like you, I have a and maybe you feel this too. You probably do because I've seen your comedy, but like you just want to get out opinions and ideas and thoughts about the world around you. And I think seeing her do that, but on a more serious platform is really cool. And you know, a lot of comedians I know are very thoughtful people, and they have really good ideas about things, and they see things from kind of a unique perspective, and or at least they're trying to. They're constantly trying to see things from different angles, and like, how do I express this from like a unique perspective? And I think that type of energy is great for Mayor. So this is really cool. Like, I mean, her thing looks
Yeah.
legit. It looks like a real, you know, person running for mayor who seems serious about this. I can't wait to check out her comedy. That's gonna be pretty cool. And I think for me, like I kind of resonate with it a little bit because it's like I'm trying to figure out how do I make comedy work in the law? Like how do I, because sometimes I feel like I will dim my whatever that thing is in comedy, I'll dim it when I'm at work. Because I'm like, oh, I got to be serious. I got to do this and that. And I've only recently really just started to try to really like just be more my authentic self at work, which includes me being a comedian and seeing things from the perspective I see them, and like not being afraid of that, not thinking like, oh, but that's not how everyone's doing it. But yeah, most of these people aren't comics. Like you have something unique to offer from your perspective. They might have unique perspectives from whatever the hell they do, but like I know m most people you deal with on a daily basis are not stand-up comedians who have a stand-up comedy club, and that makes you and puts you in a unique position where you can add something different, and don't be afraid of that. I've always been weird about it, but like this year and maybe the past year or so, I've been trying to like bring that into the law, in a way that I haven't before.
That's
So,
awesome.
yeah.
Yeah, because that would be cool if you had more lawyers that were bringing humor into it, but still in a smart way. I feel like humor can help almost anything. Maybe, yeah, almost anything.
No, I mean,
Yeah.
like, I understand in that venue, though, like being serious is like your strength. You know what I mean? The more serious you can be as a lawyer, the stronger you are considered a lawyer. So anytime, you know, you're expressing some humor or some lightness, that might take away from your swag as another lawyer, you know, as far as like them being a society of people who care about certain things, it would be hard to combine the two. It would be hard
Oh,
to
well,
bring the humor in there.
it's definitely tricky to combine it, but I think when you do, it's badass.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Anytime you can do something like that and bring two worlds together that don't necessarily go together, you're making epic shit happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do more of, you know, like I mean, obviously there's a seriousness to it, and like I do have a serious side to me, I guess, obviously. Even just like dealing with clients, or my colleagues, like at work, like just being a little bit more of myself. And like I remember I was just talking to clients about something, and like, you know, kind of low key, like killing for them, you know, like just stuff I'm saying, like in a meeting, like they're laughing, and a lot of lawyers, I've realized like a lot of lawyers don't do that, like where I'm kind of riffing a little bit, where it's like what we're talking about in the moment isn't like incredibly serious, and I'm able to like think about the case in a way that it's like kind of funny, and I'm like, this is what I would do with my comedy friends, and like, and I imagine they appreciate that, whereas like I used to like shy away from like being my authentic self, and I'm like, no, like use that if you can. It's not, and yeah, I mean, I think some of the best legal writing is when like it's kind of like sharp, and there is a little twinge of either sarcasm or humor that's in it. I think that can be powerful. Before I was a comic, I used to write like a lot of would write like Onion articles, like not for the Onion, but like I would write satirical articles about various like social issues, and people really liked it, where I was like just sarcastic and like satirical, and like there was like an art to that. So that's kind of what got me moving closer to actually getting up on stage and expressing myself.
Oh, to me, that's like the strongest way to express an opinion or to tell it to somebody else. If you can make something sound ridiculous that other people are laughing about it, you can now see how ridiculous that idea really is. So that people take very seriously, possibly. Like,
No, I love that stuff. I think it definitely humor can disarm people, and like you can get your point across, like a very serious point across, and people are laughing. I mean, like, you know, I know he said controversial things, but Chappelle, I think, is like a freaking master at this. Like, where it's just like, holy shit! Like some of the stuff he's saying, like take out his like trans stuff, but like the stuff he's saying and has ability to say it with humor, it's like he's saying huge statements, but because we're laughing, we can digest it better. But when you
totally.
actually go back and really think about it, like he had a joke, he had an SNL monologue where he was talking about Trump, and he was talking about why Trump was elected. And I mean, like the stuff he's saying is like spot on, but he's saying it through humor, where like the liberal New York audiences can like laugh at it, but it's like this shit is true. This is why these people are voting for him. You guys don't understand it, but this is why. I live in these areas. I know it. I see it. This is what's going to happen. And this was 2 years before Trump got reelected.
Humor is a superpower. It
It
really
really
is.
is.
And it shouldn't be underestimated. But
Yeah.
that was a really corny way to wrap up
No,
the
not
Killed it, dude. But that was mad
at
PC. I liked
all.
it.
Oh, it was mad art teacher. Like, and it shouldn't be underestimated.
No,
But
I love it.
Manny, thank you so much for coming on. And
Yeah, thanks, man.
where can people find you? Next in line, all of it.
So you can find me at manny.brown1 on Instagram. I occasionally post some stuff, not as much as I don't know if should's the right word, but I should probably post a little bit more. But also Next in Line Comedy on social media. It's on Instagram. We have Next in Line Comedy .com. We also are on Facebook. I don't know if people get on Facebook anymore. We're not on TikTok. It's kind of a long story. We're trying to be, but mostly we're on social media on Instagram. And yeah, if you're in Philly, we're in the Callowhill neighborhood. We're just north of Chinatown. So if you're ever in Philly and you're looking for some good comedy, come to Next in Line Comedy right on near Callow Hill Street in Philly.
Yes, I couldn't recommend it more. And for me, I have a show Friday 2/7 at Typewriter Philly.
Nice.
So I am excited for that. And thank you, everybody, so much for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.